If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high-quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
Welcome to Cane's. It's Luke Bryan. What can I get you?
Today I'm raising funds with Raising Cane's and my buddy Todd Graves for the Brett Boyer Foundation. Great food.
And a great cause.
Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers.
And the Brett Boyer Foundation.
One love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine. Rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Tuesday to you, Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hope you had a great Monday. It appears right now off the show that the text line is working already. People are texting in.
Bill's doing his Bill's thrills
the hour
right
and
now.
A half.
What are they saying, Jake?
They're saying good morning. I got a text from Dave in Fullerton saying testing, 1, 2, 3, testing. I see that, Dave, so thank you. We're
Fullerton.
With you. Fullerton.
Bill, that's Bill's area.
It's my area. It'd be just west of Genoa. It's a little bit south of Albion and north of David City.
You grew up there for a period?
A period of time I was there.
How
incredible
long?
Time. It's because it's a town between two rivers.
I like this.
The
Bill,
Loop and the Cedar.
He's going without?
The Loop and the Cedar. Yeah.
Wait a second. I'm
do
sorry.
Do we need headsets?
Yes, we do. I'm butted in there. I'm sorry. It's a town between the Cedar and Loop.
Loop, yes. Mm-hmm. The Cedar and the Loop, so on both sides.
Really?
And the Cedar, yeah, we went to both like that. The Loop was a little further on the edge of town. Cedar was right there on the edge of town. And then there was a dam, an old dam that was on the Cedar River, which was right there. And that's where you went. And that was shut down by the time I moved there.
What years?
That had been in the 70s.
In the 70s. Better
and
times.
And that's where you went to go fishing / swimming. You went to the dam a lot because there's a deep area there.
Did you spend any time on the Loop?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, parallel under lives is almost bizarre.
A lot of time. Right at the bridge.
We were at Wishbone simultaneously and didn't know it, probably a lot, and on the Loop simultaneously.
There was days where I would be in the Loop River and so were you.
100%. I was more on a sandbar a lot of the time, but
In the summer, like I said, there would be certain holes you could find, but in general, you could just walk across it. There's water.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're on a sandbar.
The Loop.
I would say this also.
The Loop River, Jake.
It's more festive at Columbus. If you starting right now, basically, when you drive by the Loop River, right there, just close to the swimming pool area right there, when you drive by that, there will be a group of people.
Yep.
Honestly, there could be you might see hundreds.
I've never seen 100, but
yes, there's 100.
But you'll definitely see people.
Yes, you know I go to Columbus about 100 times more a year than you do.
More than I do.
Yes,
it doesn't never.
I was through it. I was through it twice in the last 48 hours. So
yeah, no, but that's amazing. The parallel life thing is weird almost. I know it's almost disturbing at times.
Yes. God, I'd love to have seen you at Wishbone.
You should make a return trip to Columbus sometime soon.
Go
see your people.
We were at Wishbones at the same time. We had to be Thursday nights in the early 80s. I mean,
yeah. Duke would have been there also. Duke would have been there. Imagine that.
Any chance you fought for the same gal ever at all on the floor?
Same gal.
I
yep.
g- doubt. I don't know. It's pretty possible.
It's possible. I don't know.
Anybody from David City that never sparked into your life?
Might have been.
Yeah, Humphrey. How about Humphrey? Humphrey. Can I get it a Humphrey? Yeah, I'm not going to name all that, but that.
Names.
Name all the towns around.
It was fun. Yeah. We had fun. It was
better times.
Better times.
And now it's just nothing there, right?
Well, I wouldn't say that.
Is there a building still?
No, Wishbones is gone.
Oh, Wishbones
gone.
The whole building is gone.
That's what really hurts is that it hung in there. And like someone used this, like for at least the building was still there. I'd drive by it and kind of, I could see it. And I'd be like, I'd be happy. It was just gone like a year ago, Jake.
Oh.
It's just happened.
I just think it turned into like a storage
unit. It did. It was a storage unit. I think it was. Yeah.
Something like that.
It was a storage unit.
I wouldn't have walked in there. But anyway, yeah. No, nothing particularly interesting yesterday for me.
Just, nothing at all? Boring Monday for you?
PF. Planet Fitness. Yeah. You know, that sort of thing. Work.
No interesting stories at the gym at all? Usually you have some weird encounters there when you're at Planet Fitness. Or things that you see, you bring up on the airwaves, some odd things.
I don't like
anybody in jeans working out yesterday or not.
That's not weird.
That's not weird. No, I see that daily. That's
you wouldn't do that. Yeah. Sometimes guys slip in there for a quick workout on their jeans. I
find it weird if you're doing a hard workout in jeans, though. If somebody's sprinting on the treadmill in jeans,
I've seen cardio in denim. I've seen it.
Like if you're doing some dumbbells, all right, I get that. I'm like, no hate, but if you're sprinting or running a mile or two in jeans, then I'm going to look at you weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I didn't see anything like
that. Okay, that's good.
There's breakers in there, and they're pretty respectful. The Atkinson boys are there, which I like, because they're from Waverly, but they had family in Columbus, and so it brings back a lot of good memories, because the Atkinsons were great wrestlers in Columbus. You know the wrestling team, Bill? They used to wear robes.
Yes.
Columbus is wrestling. It was sweet.
Duke wore a robe. It was a red and white robe.
Does he have it still?
He had the robe.
Wait a second. The Pender wrestling team wore robes?
With their weight on it.
Yep.
Yeah, their weight on it. Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was
you
a Columbus.
See if he still has that, Bill.
Yeah, that was all over.
It was all over the place, yeah.
Not all over.
No, not all over, but it was there. But it was a big deal to have their robes.
Did Pender have good wrestlers?
Yeah, very well.
Good wrestling team.
Duke. State qualifier.
It's title town. Come on, man.
Duke's listening to the show right now.
Yes. Oh, he is.
Don't shower him with too much praise.
Yeah, he was the best wrestler I've
was
ever
he,
seen.
What was he? Was he 185?
No, he was less than that. He wouldn't.
Say less?
Yeah, he was 185.
Duke was about in the, I think he's in the 130.
Oh, he's a little.
38 or 145s or something in that
little
area.
Little fellow.
Yes.
He was a little fellow.
Duke, please text in.
Duke, wait, did you wrestle?
I thought you were 185 in high school, Duke.
I thought you were 185.
Duke was a bigger dude than that.
No,
he wasn't. Well, I had something happen that was bizarre.
Please.
A great friend was back in town from California, so we met him and his family, some of his family members, at Tipsy Tina's last
night.
Which I told my wife, I said, I don't think I've been out on a Monday night for 40 years. To my knowledge, of any
40.
Yeah, that's the last thing I want to do is leave the house. There's not one
40
thing.
40 years?
Probably. Like, there's no.
I mean, a lot of years.
Yeah, a
it
lot.
It was back in high school for this money. Yeah.
It was a lot. But we met down at Tipsy Tina's, and we decided to meet there because we'd never been there. So let's meet down there.
It's good.
And that's where I sent you the picture. I'm walking. I walked over and I go, hey, what's going on? Are you changing a starter? He goes, no, an alternator. And the dude was out there helping this girl. They're in probably their 20s, early 20s, and there's this guy and his buddy, and they've got a bunch of like sockets set and different stuff, and he already had the old alternator out and was putting the new one in
on the street.
I stopped on the street and I stopped and talked to him, and my wife's like, what are you doing? I said, this is incredible.
I have to watch.
So I watched for a while, and then I go, do you mind if I get a picture of this? They're like, no, go ahead. So I took a picture of him.
Well, they don't care anymore.
Yeah, they don't care.
But
take a
picture anymore.
Could you imagine? And the car was, you know, an older car. But I just couldn't imagine myself being like, Bill, can you whip down here and can you change this alternator out?
I just say no.
No, I can't.
Sorry.
No, I wouldn't even think about even, and they thought nothing of it.
I know.
The guy doing it was, I'm like, and I told him, I said, you're a dude.
Yep.
I said, that's incredible.
What about the stool? Could we do it?
What's that? All three of us together?
We want to build a deck. We want to change an alternator.
We'd have to have someone on YouTube. Obviously, we'd have to have someone on a YouTube.
Even then, we don't have the tools.
No, we wouldn't have. Imagine just trying to show up. What do you need? Well, I need a.
Yeah, I mean, go to Auto. You have to go to like O'Reilly's or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
O'Reilly.
Did they get it done?
Auto parts.
Did they get it done?
I'm assuming so. When we left, the vehicle was gone. Yeah, they did not look as if they were kind of like, yeah, we're changing the alternator. It'll be fine. We'll be out of here in 10 minutes. I was like, wow. Wow.
But that guy couldn't coach a defense like you. So
I bet he probably could. But a guy can do an alternate could do that, too. Because I can't go to the other.
Scheme up Oklahoma. Scheme up Indiana. Right?
I wonder what your first step is. If you have no idea what you're doing, where do you even start with that?
You got to know what an alternator is.
Look, right. First, what is it?
What am I looking for?
And know what it looks like. Because right away, because what I say to him, hey, changing out a starter? He's like, the guy's like, no, alternator.
No, shut the hell up.
Yeah.
Go away. Move on.
Yeah.
Walk away.
There's guys that are inclined. My old boss, Danny Coughlin, senior, we once put in a starter in his old Buick. Yeah. And he did it himself out at the barns at State Fair Park. I was mesmerized by it. Because you just don't, Jake. The thing is, sometimes the starter's not easily gettable.
Yeah.
You gotta dismantle some things to get to it. That's probably what they had to do.
Yeah, that's the whole. That's probably the biggest crux of the whole thing. Is like, okay, we could probably change this.
Yeah,
we got to take off 8 things to get to it.
Yeah.
And then trying to put it all back together again. Imagine that. That thing. No,
we couldn't. We wouldn't have a prayer if they said you have to do this alternator. Today's Tuesday. It would be have to give us a week.
Give us a week. We'd need a week. We would need a week. Yes.
Yeah.
Idle chit chat. 5:41 a.m. I was greeted with a symphony of horns this morning. Symphony of horns. Yeah. Crossing the street here at 11th Street, and Bill is waiting in this pickup, and I got the horns. I said, raise the roof. Let's go. You know.
Yeah,
I said, but then it wasn't over yet because it wasn't just Bill. I crossed the next street here. I crossed whatever street that is. P Street.
Yeah.
Is that P Street? P Street, yes. Anyways, across P Street. And I get more horns. And look, it's Farley. So I got horns from Bill. I got horns from Farley. It is just a symphony of horns.
I laid on the horn all the way till I parked.
He did.
I went, so the horn was on for a block and a half. Just, and went long. And as I'm parking, and I'm quitting to honk, hear somebody else honking. And I'm like, what have I caused?
Who's Farley here?
Who's pissed at me?
I don't know if Farley can hear me. But
oh, he heard you all right.
Yeah, Farley
heard you.
Farley heard me honking and then saw it was Jake and laid into the horn. So as I pull up, I get horns right behind me.
Yes.
Farley.
Where is Farley? Is he here?
He was bringing a plunger to the bathroom, apparently. Then he left.
Yeah. He had something he had to get done.
Yeah, but it was a symphony of horns for an entire block. Because yes, Bill went all the way here, and Farley held it even longer than Bill. So that was nice.
That was fun.
That was great.
Crazy. You guys are crazy.
That was early this morning.
One last thing for idle chit chat for me.
The chat
today is, of course, tax day across the country, across the world. SIP, you will of course get an extension for the 50th straight year.
Has the extension been solidified?
No, it's all. I mean, it's just built in mine. It is. It's not even a big deal. He's like, oh yeah, you're extended.
Have you ever tried to do it before April the 15th at all? Or not?
I did. I got audited when I was like 21. And it was bad. It was like,
what, you're 21?
Yeah, what'd you have at 21?
At 21?
What, I had to pay $1,500 to the IRS.
I can't imagine you had a bunch of write-offs.
Yeah, I did. I used to do a lot of freelance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I just, you know me well enough to know I didn't really handle that stuff. But anyway, yeah. I got audited 100%. Anyway, go
ahead. Shout out to accountants who have fought through. This is a rough 3.5 month stretch from January 1st to April 15th. It's terrible. They wait.
Horrifying.
They work 17, 18 hour days, and then they do it all again 7 days a week. It's terrible. So
and glass and cups my dad, of warm salt
my dad's
water.
On his last day today of
last
tax,
day of salt
tax
water.
Season.
Does this mean now they're like a couple months off?
No, he still works. Just nowhere near the same amount of hours. Nowhere near the same wake up time.
I wonder if he could take a couple months off.
He could probably take a few weeks off, but he does payroll, though, so you can't, payroll still keeps going.
Interesting. Yeah, that
can't
is,
just go away.
No, I got it.
But it's a relieving day tomorrow.
Remember, you had, remember the day. Deal was back in the day was that you had to get it like stamped, like it had to go through the post office with the stamp on it
100.
Of April 15th.
Right.
Otherwise, you were late.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you were late. Now you just do it online.
Right. Yes. If you want, you can. Trix works for an accounting firm too. She's been incredibly busy.
Yes.
Same principle as your dad. Not today, like that.
I mean, today is busy, but tomorrow you can breathe again and be a normal person. So look forward to that.
Look forward to your dad being normal again.
Yeah. Also, A lot of texts and tweets the last couple of days. I want to address something people are questioning about. The Spotify problem. So our podcast.
Yes, this got into early, I got a bunch of texts yesterday about this.
I got like 17 tweets about it.
Oh, I got a lot. Texts. People are coming after me.
The Spotify situation. Spotify is being difficult with our rejoins we play that are, I guess, copyright infringement music.
Elton John's lawyers got out.
Not that. Just our typical rejoins. So we'll have to kind of readjust the sounds coming back from break to get back on Spotify because they've laid down the hammer on us in terms of.
Jeez, really? On the rejoins?
Great time to play. I'm still standing.
I didn't count
all of it.
I muted that. Yes. No one was not the problem. It's the other rejoins you play coming in from shows.
We've never been hit on that.
No, they know that we have good downloads. They're trying to punish us.
So because of the success of the stool,
right.
They've come after us.
Our downloads are too strong that they say, all right, we're going to start
coming after you guys. Steve.
What are they? What are the rejoins?
So we got Little Willie. We've got Learning to Fly, Tom Petty. We've got a variety of other ones in there. Magic by the Cars, one of our rejoins.
Will Spotify shut the show down? Will we continue on for three hours?
The show is continuous. You can still watch this on YouTube. You can listen on the FM, the stream. We have other places you can podcast on Apple and other places, but Spotify for right now is being difficult. And we will appreciate Spotify again when we come back on Spotify. We will be better. But that is the situation for those who are curious about Spotify.
We will address this.
There's some guy at Spotify who just has axe to grind.
Somebody's out for us. An axe to grind.
Yeah. Well,
we will be up back on Spotify soon. We're off Spotify completely. We will be back up in short time. Not today probably, but in this week at some point, I hope.
That's good because I got a lot of texts yesterday.
I didn't get any. I have not had that many tweets about something in a long time. It
was very few about Twitch, a lot about Spotify. Twitch has been nothing.
Why don't I get these texts?
You got several on Twitter. I mean, if you look at X, you were tagged in some of these tweets.
Okay.
You were part of it.
And the texts were mostly from the text line or people on YouTube. So I didn't get like a lot of personal texts. Oh, one personal text I had about it. So
that makes me feel better. Thank you.
Yes, you're good. Anything else?
I want to be part of the stool. I want to be part of the stool.
You are part of the stool. That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by our friends at Newton's Lawn Care. Please call or text Andrew at 402-440-6297. New customers get 20% off a 2025 fertilizer program. Just text the ticket to 402-440-6297. Get a free quote within 24 hours with Andrew at Newton's Lawn Care. You guys can call us or text us at 402-464.
They can text today, right, Jake?
They can, 402-464-5685. The texts are coming through, so I know the text line is active. Thank you, Breakers, for showing up there.
Spotify does not affect that, correct?
Spotify's outage of the show does not affect the live version or any other podcast
version
of the
show.
Or the YouTube or video. We're there. So
nothing at the Hampton Inn today, in case anyone's wondering.
Yesterday,
to walk through there. Derek Bombeck was telling us amazing things about that building when he walked through it. He said the ceilings are very high. It feels like the old gold building there.
Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. Close your eyes and imagine what you look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same as you did before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you are correct. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work all from the comfort of your couch. Choose from personalized, chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find out what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits, no insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/earlybreak. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with the healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information.
If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
In terms of what it
was. I just want to know if what we can do to get access to the free breakfast.
We'll get that.
And I don't
feel confident about
it. I don't want a lot. I don't want a waffle or anything like that.
Yeah.
Like a muffin.
What do you want? You want a muffin?
A muffin. That's it.
Just get a room.
Yeah.
That'd be one way to get access.
I will bet they will give us a muffin.
I'd like to have one of the rooms so I could look over at you guys, do the show remotely, and I could see from
across
the... I
can see Bill over there.
I can see him. He
could address you with his hands.
Yeah.
Come on, Bill. What are you doing up there? Figure it out.
Yeah.
All right. Spring
sports.
Games. Spring games. We all know the situation. Spring games are changing across the country. The formats are changing. They're going away in some places in general. But it's still sad when you see some of these attendances compared to even last year. I mean, Alabama had 72,000 plus fans at last year's spring game and just about 10,000 at this past Saturday. So Ohio State had 80,000 plus.
Jake, real quick.
Go ahead.
Press pause on this.
Okay.
Are these what you're talking about in these downfalls or downsizes? Are these because people just didn't attend the spring game, or is there a different format?
The format.
No. Ohio State scrimmaged, so you gotta be careful. Yeah. Ohio State full scrimmage.
Okay.
They that's the one that baffles me. I read about it. They went full blown scrimmage. And Day said, I wish we could have gone more, and they still drew half.
40,000.
Yeah, they drew half of what they did last year, which is that's the one that if I'm not mistaken, Ohio State won the national title.
And they got their rings.
They got their rings.
The team, if you just want to just see the team of last year, they were there.
Right.
But Alabama was not. That was a different format, correct?
They did
the photos of the 2 days from last year and this year. It was stunning. So was Oklahoma's.
Yeah, it's confusing.
Go ahead, Jake. I'm sorry about that.
No,
I'm glad you broke in because Ohio State was a full blown.
But Bama's was different though.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ohio State was full blown. They drew 40,000, which was exactly half of what they drew last year, which I cannot. Like somebody said, Sean said, that's just fan fatigue. They played 16 games. I'm like, what? Mm. 16 games? Mm. I mean, that's not. Come on. I don't understand it. No, you're right. Alabama didn't have a full format, and they drew like 12,000. Yeah. Oklahoma drew.
They said that the number was like 15. It looked like there was 4,000.
Oklahoma drew 16,316.
Yeah, I don't think there's any way there were 16,000 people.
They called it that. This is the worst thing of all.
Uh oh.
They called it the Crimson Combine. Which says to me, don't go. I'm not going to watch the combine. Right? Why would you call it the Crimson Combine? It just says we're not playing a game. We're just going to jack around. And maybe if you want to come, go ahead. But the previous year for
tradition. That'd be sweet if they're just doing bench press. Just in the end zone. Just six bench presses.
Vertical jumps.
The combine.
They drew 75,000.
They can show you someone interviewing a player.
With the last year traditional spring game, Oklahoma drew 75. Yeah, this is I'd say ADs better pay attention to this a little bit if they give a damn about it. If they want to make money.
Won't this make you give a damn? Like you're seeing a massive drop in revenue for one particular day. I mean, they're not charging, obviously ticket price for a normal football game, but it is revenue you're losing and concessions as well.
Norman is a lot like sitting. Lincoln. You want people in Norman.
100.
You want people showing up to the city of Norman.
I would think so, yeah. Right?
Absolutely.
I mean, I think it's going to have to be addressed. There's others. Georgia. Now, Georgia drew 35. but down from 55, so 20,000 fewer.
It's not horrible.
No. Tennessee had 38,000. Auburn's crowd was about 30,000. But they're down. Now, Florida was the winner.
They have 55.
Yeah, 56,563. Its largest crowd since 2009. At halftime, they celebrated the national championship basketball team. So that it helps explain that, right?
Yes, that's nice to see someone actually had a decent crowd there. But in general, that's one crowd. That's one school that had a nice attendance. And again, we understand that the importance in general across the country has gone down on the spring game. Yep. But is there a chance that this year, with all these numbers being down, that they can realize, hey, this is somewhat important. We got to change this up for next year. Can we revive it and bring it back nationwide in 2026?
I hope so.
Is it possible?
Yes. Why not?
It's possible. I say very unlikely.
Why? Why?
Though? I think this is one of those things. I think things have moved on.
I hope you're wrong.
I hope I'm wrong too.
Why? Why can't it be reassessed, Bill?
Well, I don't. But you have to look at like I said, the 16 game thing. I don't believe that one. I'm not that pushing back on. I will push back on that. That it's not fatigue.
No, I don't believe it.
I think there's just fatigue of other things. Whatever it is, it's just
economy.
But for them to be down and not come see them get the rings and all those
what's
things.
What's that tell? I don't get that.
So that's why I'm down on it, that it's going to revive. It's like, hey, here's a fan base that is crazy.
You think?
And numbers down, and they had a full scrimmage, and they also did it with the national championship team that just won.
I don't understand that at all. They got half the crowd. Unless, now, the one thing is, Jake was confused about it because it was only about 2 weeks ago that they did a reverse course. Originally, they weren't going to do a traditional spring game. And then about 2 weeks ago, they decided, we're going to do a traditional spring game.
Might be something. Yeah. Might be some people that hadn't had it planned out, whatever it is. Who knows what. I have a hard time to bring it back. And plus, if you go back, 3-4 years? I mean, we'd be watching them on TV all day.
I know.
You'd see Saban out there in his out there talking to the ESPN people in between with what was going on, and it was fun just to kind of watch them a little bit, see what's going on here.
Well, that's fun, but you've mentioned before that you have to take care of the fans, and this is one way to do it.
To have the fan base be able to show up into the stadium is a big deal, and then also at some point in time to have some form of tackling.
Yeah,
some form of tackling going on.
Even if the first units just play three series or something, like an NFL exhibition game. Yeah. And you have enough guys in the lower units to fill out something.
Agreed.
So I, Jake, I think in a sense, I was glad to see these numbers. Especially Oklahoma, which is a very similar, I think, fan base to Nebraska's.
Very.
And the fact that they drew 12,000 to 15,000,
and it didn't look like that. It didn't look like there was 12,000 people there.
And you know what? It was They said it was 16.
16, 316
for the Crimson Combine. I'm almost glad.
Did they say what they did?
I don't know.
Just the Crimson Combine.
I don't know what that entailed. And I know what people are thinking right now. So you're dogging Nebraska. No, because it's happening all over the place.
There's not dogging of anyone. It's just sad.
Yeah.
It's just sad that spring games don't exist anymore. And it's always like that. It's always like, oh, I know, curmudgeon,
No, you're not a curmudgeon.
Better times. The spring game in Nebraska, it was a incredible full contact scrimmage. Quarterbacks live.
100.
And there'd be like 100. Jake, people would leave, and the scrimmage is still going because there were so many snaps. It was. There were so many players.
But since then, though, I mean, the spring game has been, it's been for the fans. It's a fan experience. And we're talking about a time in either mid to late April, typically. I mean, from Nebraska, late April recently, that you're talking, that summer's around the corner. It's an event where the weather's usually very nice. People come to town. They enjoy. You can't lose the game. It's just a time to come for a weekend, enjoy the bars, enjoy the restaurants, go to tailgate, go to the scrimmage, and walk away, and you just let it go. And there's no reason to let it go. And I hope that this is an awakening across the country that said there's no reason that this has to go away.
It's well, for the fans, and the fans are still the fans have to still matter in college sports. They have to.
For a lot of places, it's a giant economic boost,
including Lincoln, Nebraska.
Lincoln would be one
very much so.
Some towns maybe not so much, but Athens, Georgia, it's a boost. It's a boost to Gainesville. It's a big deal. All these college towns, it's a big boost because there's nothing else going on during that time.
There are reasons though. I mean, Billy Napier decided not to put Florida's on TV. They were offered a prime window on. They weren't offered a prime window on ESPN, and Napier said he didn't think it made sense to bury it on the SEC network and put film out there of his team and players. Coaches are cognizant of that more so than they used to be.
Agreed,
and that's a reason why some won't want to do it. I think he thought, well, if we get the prime window, it's worth it. If we don't, then I'm not putting my guys out there. I'm not going to show them. I'm not going to show them anything. So he said he did say not having the game on TV allowed him to be more open with what they did. Now, I would say this. I got full disclosure. I used to grouse about the spring game. Like, I think we're not getting anything out of this. But it's better than nothing. Yeah. It was better than nothing.
Well, the big thing is, in general, if you took a place like Nebraska's, that there's someone on 48th and R Street getting and they're loading up a bunch of kids.
Yep,
they're kids and some buddies, and they're heading
and, R.
and they're heading down to the game. They're heading down to the stadium.
They live close by.
They're heading down to the stadium. Someone's from York. They're heading down
100.
To the stadium to go 100. Check out. Mom maybe go shopping. Dad's going to do this, mm-hmm. whatever. But that was that type of an event.
They could get in the stadium.
They could get in the stadium, and then there would be some. You got a chance to get that, and there'd be some live football.
100. You get to see Dylan.
Yeah.
You get to see a bunch of the new guys. You know,
for maybe one or two series. Call it good.
Yeah, you get to see the new guys. What's Dane Key look like?
Exactly.
Just warming up.
Right.
You know? So yeah, Jake. I hope you're right. I hope you're wrong that it won't come back.
I hope I'm wrong too, but it has the feeling right now because everyone's kind of like, you know what, we're just kind of moving on from this phase. Everything's different now. We're gonna have, do we end up with OTA type situations, meaning that spring ball's a few days less and there's another practice time in June or different. Those discussions are all out there, And then also right now, like you said, 70-80% of the teams are done. Mm. So right now, spring ball's over.
I haven't even heard about any sort of ticket sales. I mean, to buy tickets for Nebraska spring, the Husker games. Have you heard that at all? No. I mean, they want fans in the stands in some capacity, don't they?
Yes.
Have you heard any sort of push on Huskers.com? Anything. I've heard nothing about, hey, buy your tickets for the Husker games. We know about the volleyball scrimmage and, of course, soccer. But in terms of the football element, I haven't heard, hey, this is the time it's at, or this is how much tickets cost. There's been nothing about that.
There's some Twitter activity.
Not much. Very little.
Not much.
No. Jake would have a feel for this. Steve knows the events. I don't. So I'm somewhat active on social media. I'll look at stuff.
Facebook.
Yeah, something like that. I'm very, very small, but I have no idea what's going on that Saturday. I had to ask you. I don't know the time. I don't know what the events are. I don't know.
They had initial press release about like what the day looks like, but there's been like no follow up. No
Keith Mann.
At that point, it was still like we're not really sure. We have an idea.
I don't think they're positive.
There's food trucks going on. There's food trucks. Yeah. They're gonna have some tours of the new facility. I know at some point.
They're gonna have an auction.
Yeah.
This is stuff I didn't even know because it has been
the auction. I remember
they've stopped publicizing it.
Yeah.
What is the deal?
I don't know what's gonna happen.
What do we know?
I don't know what's going to... I don't think anything is hiding. I think that there'll be... Come on, there'll be something on the field. I don't know what it'll be. Will Compton and Jay Foreman are coaches, right? Now, what...
I didn't even know that.
Yeah. What that means, I don't know exactly.
That's a 7-on-7 competition. Is that right?
7-on-7 is something that
we
know.
So do we know who's playing in that?
No.
That would be nice to know. Right. People would like to probably know
that. At one point, there's thought that media might be playing or former players. What is happening? This is over just a week away, basically.
They've encouraged
Sipple in the slot.
No, they've encouraged me to try
to
field a punt. And I said, no, I'm 58 years old. I told Keith Mann, I'm not going out there. I hope people don't take that wrong. I'm not being negative. I'm 58, though. Yeah. I was too old at 38, and I'm 58. So
Jake, don't look at me. I'm not.
Well, we asked you to throw a football in Hawaii. You didn't want to do that either for us.
No, I'm not. I'm not going to make
Jake
a simple throw.
I'm not going to make a public monkey. I mean,
it wasn't a monkey. We asked to see a throw.
You don't ask people to do. I'll do it if you pay me. Okay. I'll do it for a handsome fee, but I'm not going to just be your monkey for your
one single throw
for your stupid entertainment. No, I'm not doing it. I'm not a circus clown.
I don't think that throwing a football is really putting you on a,
yeah, it is. Then you're going to put it, no. Then you're going to put it on social media.
Yeah, oh, you think?
No.
I
think
not,
time out. You think I would put it on social media? You really think I would take that back? Yeah. Go back and look at my ridiculous amount of posts that I have. That was for show purposes only
for us to see.
Yes.
You're trying to make a mockery of me. I know what you're doing.
No, we weren't.
There's no mockery. We have said no mockery here numerous times.
You have bragged to us about your abilities to throw the football in the journal back in the day.
I can't even lift my right arm. That was when I was on Vicodin.
You in part.
I could lift my arm.
There we go.
Well, I had kidney stones. And the guys were mesmerized. Like, holy God.
Yeah, see?
Pain-free, you're way different. But I barely left my right arm to throw a baseball. I think I'm going to throw a football.
Jake, would you catch a punt?
I would try, yeah.
Would you go out there and do it?
Yeah.
In front of everybody?
Yeah, I'd probably fail miserably, too. I'm sure I'd fall down.
Let's have you do it in place of me.
Yep.
You can represent the stool. Wear some tennis shoes.
Yes.
I get myself a bloody nose somehow.
Jake takes it to the face. In the face!
If it's windy, you know, things can happen out there. It's blustery.
This would be good for me if you could do this. I'll say, I'm not doing it, but a member of the stool will do it. Jake Sorensen.
I had to practice before. I just get somebody had to punt to me beforehand.
Well, I said,
who's going to punt you?
Where's Puccini? Can we get him out here to punt me some ball?
How is I'm not doing also it. What is the situation now? Which because I was it just blew my mind the work it took me to get in to see Pender play basketball at the state tournament because there's no you have to do everything after you get your tickets online through was it StubHub or I mean it was I had to create an account. Oh, it was a lot. It was too much for me.
No,
you can't walk up. You got to do it on your phone.
I thought you could walk.
So can people walk up on? Can they people walk up on question. Saturday in a week
know.
And a half?
Nobody know. I mean,
I don't know.
Nobody knows.
There's been no. Nothing.
I'm gonna say yes on that one. That you could walk up and just pay. And
just
go.
Purchase a ticket.
No,
I
don't know. I don't know where
you
go.
But you don't know for sure on that though, because there's no. There's no clarity still.
I think we'll go back to this Pender thing. You couldn't just walk up to the...
No. Could not. I believe someone said that you're supposed to do the same thing over at the Bob, but the Bob was kind of like, oh, hey, if you want, right over there, there's a lady over there selling tickets. You can do it. PBA, no. It was... And then you walk in with... It's on your... What is... And there is nothing better than like that... Two for the Pender Championship game, please. God, it's a great...
That doesn't happen.
No, you just show them your phone.
That is,
show them your phone with a clear bag.
So you had to get an app.
I'm telling you, the night before people go, you're going? I said, no, I've given up.
Did Gigi step in?
Yes.
That's what has to happen.
Yeah, yes.
Give me your phone, Bill.
Yeah.
When we come back, an update on portal activity across the country next.
Portal.
An early break in the ticket.
If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.